Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moshe ben Reizel and for Matisyahu Shmuel ben Shalom, for Chanoch Ari ben Zlata Golda, for Zev Chaim ben Chaya Edel, for Yitzchak David ben Gittel, for Nassan Chaim ben Zelda, Ram Yosef Moshe Chaim, and for Yitzchak ben Bracha, and Harav Yonatan Shai ben Henya. They should all have Bracha, Vehatzlacha, Bochol, Maasei, Hem, and for also for Rabbi Dor David ben Sarah. We're going to be learning today about the Inyan of Bal Yerah and Bal Yematzeh, and the source of our limud is a siman in the Sefer Siach Erev of Hagon Rosh Yeshiva Rav Shneur Kotler Zatzal. He has a beautiful sfarim on Shas called Siach Erev and numerous mesechtes. So this is from Siman Aleph Os Yud Gimel. Those who want to look inside and see Osius Machkimos. So Rashi says at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim that the reason we do Bedikas Chometz is in order not to be over on Bal Yerah and Bal Yematzeh. Tosfos famously asks on Rashi, how can you be worried about being over on Bal Yerah and Bal Yematzeh, and that's why you have to do Bedika when it's enough to do Bittel? Once you do Bittel, then there's no more Bal Yerah and Bal Yematzeh, so what's the necessity of doing Bedika? So we can say, to answer Tosfos Kasha, that it's not a chashash, maybe he wasn't mefata b'lev shalem, or maybe he's going to change his mind about his bittel, like the Ran says and the Bartanura says. So that's one way you can learn Rashi, that it's because of a chashash bittel b'lev, that he's not mefata b'lev shalem, or he's going to change his mind, and therefore he has to do bedika. But we can say, not like that, that the reason is that we require bedika even though he was already mefatel, as follows. That Rashi says in Daf Zayin Amud Beis, it says in the Gemara there Lor Haner, you have to search for chametz by the light of the candle. Menani Mili, how do we know this? Shabitikas chametz is Dafka Lor Haner. Amr of Chizda, so of Chizda, we have a whole Gzer Shava. Mitzia, Mimitzia, Mitzia, Mechipus, Chipus, Mechipus, Chipus, Mineris, Neris, Miner. And then the Gemara goes through all the different psukim to derive that you have to use a ner for bidikat chametz. We're skipping a little Gemara. Zok the Gemara Viter, Tana de Beri Shmuel, Lele Yudalid Boiknim es chametz Lo'or HaNer. The night of the 14th, you check chametz for chametz Lo'or HaNer. Ve'af al pi shein raya ledavar. And even though it's not a proof, Zecher ledavar, we have an asmachta, shenemar shivas yom so lo yematzeh. It says 7 days you shouldn't find the sore. V'omer v'yachapis begadol echel v'katan kila. V'omer v'yasi achapis yishushalayim b'neiris. V'omer ner Hashem nishmasad v'mchofis kochat revoten. So from this limud of Shivas Yamim So Lo Yematzeh, that you're not allowed to have Soor, and then we learn Chipus, like the previous limud, Chipus from Chipus, Vechapes Bagadol, Vechel Bakaton Kila, and then we have another Chipus, Vesu Yerushalayim, Echapes Yerushalayim Baneiris. Okay, and then it says they're Ner. And then from there, Neris, we go to Ner, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, Choyfez Kochat Revoten. So you have to be searching with the Ner. Very important Rashi here. Rashi says, V'raya Mamish Les, El Asmachta Balma. Why is it only an Asmachta, not Mamish Araya? Because Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah ninhu. Because you're learning here Torah from Pesukim in Navi. Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah mi Divrei Kabbalah. So it's not a Raya Gemura, what the Rebbe Tana de Beir Shmuel brings. The Tzlach, the Noidi Bihuda, is Medaktik mi Divrei Rashi, that he holds that Bedikas Chometz is Doraisa. Why? Because if it were Dirabbanan, why do you have to give a reason of Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah lo Yalfinan? Better say the Iker Bedika is only Dirabbanan, and therefore it's not Shaykh that the Din Bedika Lor Haner should be Doraisa. If from the fact that Rashi has to come on to this reason of divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah lo yalfinon. You know why this is an araya? Because you can't learn divrei Torah from divrei Kabbalah. From Dante's Gedringen, from that's mashma that Rashi holds that b'digas chometz is doiraisa. Gvaldik adiuk of the tzlach. Tzlach says that look at Rashi. Rashi could simply have said, you know, I'd say Afa Pishen Raila Dover, it's only Zeich Lodover, because the whole Zach, the whole vort of B'dikas Chometz, the whole idea, concept of B'dikas Chometz is only Dirabonon. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi seems to assume B'dikas Chometz is Doraisa, and the reason it's not a Raya is because Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yalfina, we don't learn Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah, and so writes the Sefer Pnei Yoshua. So if you have in your corner the Tzlach and the Pnei Yoshua, you're in good shape. The explanation is that later on in the Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Beis, it says Rav Chizda, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Damri Tarvayu, can I get Shol Shalosh Hashbasos Sheba Torah? It is corresponding to three Hashbasos that it says in the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says they have to check three times. Leil Yadalid, morning of Yadalid, Shashishis, Frek the Gemara, my time of the Rebbe Yehuda. And the answer is Gemara answers, Kenegat Shal Shashbasa Shebatayra, three Lashonis of Hashbasa. Three Lashonis, it says, Lagabe Hashbasa in the Torah. What does it say? It says, Lo Yeroy Lachasam, it's Lo Yeroy Lachasar. It's number one. So it's the Lashon Re'iyah that relates to Hashbasa. Shiva Sam Sore the Matzah Batechem. And number three is Ach B'yom Rishon Tashbisu Sore Mi Batechem. So you have this Lo Yeroy, you have this Lo Yimotzeh, and then you have this Lashon of Hashbasa. Ad Kan Midivrei HaGemara. Rashi says Shalosh Hashbasas. Shalosh Lashonot Shel Hashbata Re'iyah Mitziyah VeHashbata. Look at the Shalosh Lashonot of Hashbasa you have. Riyam Tzian Hashbasa. L'choira, Ein Divrei Rashi Ela Tema. What's Rashi talking about? Bishlema Tashbisu Zaloshin of Hashbasa. I get it. But how does Bal Yeru and Lo Yimotze, how is that a Loshin of Hashbasa? Loshin of Lo Yeru and Lo Yimotze, it's not a Loshin of Hashbasa, of removal, of destroying, getting rid of. So, Midarv Zagin, we have to say that the inyan of Yisurim of Bal Yeroh and Bal Yimotzeh is that a person is mechuyev to search and to see and to find and to be mashbis before Pesach in order not to be over on Bal Yeroh and Bal Yimotzeh. In other words, the ikr chiyev of Bal Yeroh and Bal Yimotzeh is in order to be mashbis. And if so, the inyan of Lo Yeroh and Lo Yimotzeh is like Tashbisu. And therefore it's called Shalosh Hashbasas. So that's Pshat and Rashi. Why Rashi says Shalosh Hashbasas and it's Lashon of Re'iyah? It's like non sequitur. How does that follow? Hashbasas Lashon of Re'iyah. No. Pshat is that's what Re'iyah is. Bal Yeroeh is a din that you have to be mashbis your chometz. Ubefrat. The Divrei HaKesef Mishnah. Famous Kesef Mishnah, the fourth parak of Vilchus Chametz U'Matzah, Halacha Aleph, that Lo Yeroeh refers to the exposed Chametz, revealed Chametz, Chametz Galui. Lo Yimotzeh is referring to the hidden Chametz, Tamun. Yimotzeh is that you found it, and if you search, you'll find. Mavur, that the Chiyav of Lo Yeroeh and Lo Yimotzeh is to see and to search out for the Chametz in order to be mashbisit. And that is the lab of Lo Yimotzeh Al Tama, that you have to search for it. Otherwise, how are you going to bechayv him on Tama? He doesn't know where it is. So this, the din is that you have to search for it. Search for it and get rid of it. So that's what the din, that's what Bal Yeroeh and Bal Yimotzeh means. Search, especially Bal Yimotzeh according to the Kesef Mishnah. Search and get rid of. Search and be mashbis. And we can be medakadik like this from the Yerushalmi. Perak Aleph Halacha Dalet, Rabbi Yehuda Islay Esay Veloysa Se'al Echilasay. Yehuda holds as an essay and a lesson say on the achilas chametz, essay b'leis al biuroi, an essay let's say on the burning the chametz, essay achilas l'sushiv samach, tochal matzis, he brings a pasuk, there's an essay on the eating of chametz, leis al achilas leis al chametz, essay al biuro, where's the essay al biul, tashbitu seol, lo tase al biuro, shivis yamim sor le yimatze bivateichem. So we see lehedya, explicitly, that the inyan of the lab of lo yimatze, is a chiyuv of chibus mitzi and biur. Why? Because Gemara says, what's the loisis al biuroi? Lo yimatze! Where does he find that in lo yimatze? The answer is no. That's what lo yimatze is. Lo yimatze is to find it and burn it. And therefore it's considered a loisis al biuroi. Loisis it's shivas yam is sor lo yimatze bivateichem. And that's what Rashi says, that you have to seek, you have to do bdika in order not to be over on bal yiroi, bal yimatze. In other words, that's the din of Bal Yeroh, Bal Yimotze, that's Pshat and Rashi. That a person is mechuyev to be mechapes achar chometz ulashbiso in order that he shouldn't find it and be over. And if so, it doesn't help to be mevatel. There's nishginik, it's not enough. Because the bittel is a maisha ashbasa. But the Torah is mechayim imnochmer, lechapes achar chometz kodim shiyashbisoi. And that's the chovis bedika. So the Bal Yeroh, Bal Yimotze is the chovis bedika, to search for the chametz, find it and get rid of it. And now Rashi's Lashon is very meduktok. He says that you're chayiv in bedika in order not to be over Bal Yeroh, Bal Yimotze. He doesn't say you're chayiv in bedika to be in the mitzvah of tashbisu. So based on what we said, it's kevaldik. The tashbisu is miskayim bebitl. That's a ma'aseh of tashbisu, bitl chametz. Because according to Rashi, how do you do Ashbasa? Ashbasa is bebitl, as this can be proven from elsewhere, but not for now. But there's another chiyuv to search for the chametz, to seek out the chametz, find it, and get rid of it. That's Bal Yeroh, Bal Yimotze. So Rashi says, you know why I have to do bedika? For bitl, just do tashbisa. But for Bal Yeroh, Bal Yimotze, you have to do a bedika. So, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we have Pshat and Rashi at the beginning of the Masechta, when he says, this is already, there's a lot of writing in the Achronim about this, but here we have one Mahalach to explain Rashi, one line in Rashi, second line of Rashi in Debez Amid Aleph, Shlo Yavrol of Bayirah Bayimotze, like one sentence, you know, oceans of ink spilled on one sentence. That's the beauty of Torah. We could say it a little bit differently. The Rosh in the first Perek, Simen Tes, explains that the Gemara wants to say. That the reason you have to, when somebody who does bedika also has to do bittel, is because there are crumbs that he didn't find, and it's going to be over on Bal Yeroh, even though they're not seen. The Rush writes, "Very love of Bal Yeroh, v'alf b'sheino roya, d'alok siv lo sirach chametz." You're over on Bal Yeroh, even if you don't see these little pieces of bread, because it doesn't say lo sir. It doesn't say don't see it. Lo yirah, it shouldn't be seen. In other words, it's mashma lo yelecha chametz b'makom ha'ra'uy l'riya. You should not have chametz in a place that's fitting to be seen. Vavo b'sheni odeh Hashem b'veito mikom makom bal yirah ha'ika. Even though you don't know it's in your house, there's still bal yirah. Ad kan loshan ha'rosh. So it's mavur from the rush that the chiyuv of bal yirah is even on something that's not visible now, and you don't know about it. Then how are you over? The answer is that you have to seek it out. You have to search. Otherwise, how can you be mechayev somebody if something he doesn't know about? It must be there's a chiyuv to search. So if that's the case, then we don't have to say anymore that Bal Yeroh, Bal Yimotze is in order to be mashbis the chametz and to be mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. We could say that the ikur chiyuv of Bal Yeroh is to search in order not to be roeh, but not to be mekayim mitzvah hashbasa. Till now we've been saying that why are you doing Bal Yeroh in order to find the chametz and get rid of it? So we proved earlier in the Yerushalmi and Rashi, the lashon of hashbatsa, you have to get rid of it. But according to what we're saying, now, no. Just make sure that it's not visible, it can't be seen. And for that, you have to search for it. But from the sugi of shalosh hashbatsa, it's not mashma like that. Shalosh hashbatsa is mashma, the attack of the balei roi is in order to do the hashbatsa. That's why the Gemara calls it a lashon of hashbatsa. Gevaldik should be gevaldik. And that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says in Choftes Amud Beis, Os Chofches, that there's a chiluk between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Gabay the Lav Mabal Yerah and Bal Yematze, if it's considered Lav Hanitak Le'ese Titashbisu. Is the Lav of Bal Yerah Bal Yematze Nita, can it be fixed by a person's doing Tashbisu, by his getting rid of the Chametz? What's the explanation? Explanation is this way. It says in the Gemara in Makkos, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Lo Yisase Shekod Mo Yesei, any Lo Yisase that's preceded by an essay. There's a Gemara at the bottom of Yudalad Amud Beis in Makkos. The Olam is learning Daf Yomi Makkos now, so if you're holding there and you're listening to the Shir around when this is being given, so this is the Daf in a few days. So any loisisei that's preceded by an essay, lokin alav. You get Malkus. Amar Rabbi Yechanan Amar, did you say this? Amar lehu lo. I didn't say it. In other words, he changed his mind. First he said, kol loisisei shekod mo yasei. You get Malkus. Then they said, you said that? He said, no. Changed my mind. Rabbi Baruch Hanna said in his name, but then he retracted. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi said, "Hello, came." He swore. Amra, of course, he said it. Uksiva v'tanina, and he didn't have to retract because it's written in the Torah and it's learned in the Mishnah. It's written in the Torah. Vishalchum and amachav lo itamu smachaneim. They have to send from the camp. Called tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tami lenefesh. V'lo itamu smachaneim, and they shouldn't be matami the machane. So first you see the essay, and then you see the lav, and there's no Malkus, and there's the and there's Malkus. V'tanina, how do you know? Because we learned in this in the Mishnah, Habala Mikdash Loike. He goes and he gets Malkus to the Mikdash. Why? Why does he just send him away? Lav in it glase. Answer is no. Since the essay is kodim lalav, it's not considered lav in it glase, and there's going to be Malkus. If it's lav in it, there's no Malkus. Here there is Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan first said, if the essay precedes the lav, if the essay precedes the lav, there's Malkus. Then he retracted. He says, no Malkus. And then Rabbi said, what are you talking about? Of course there's Malkus. We have a pasuk where the essay is kodim lalav, and it says you do get Malkus. Okay, so now the Rabbi Yochanan retracted, and he said there's no Malkus. Echu yistader im ha-pasuk v'ha-mishnah she'achshav hebeinu. We have a pasuk and we have a mishnah that says that you do get malchus for essay shekodim lalav. As ech Rabbi Yochanan yomar that no, that there's no malchus. We have a source that there is. The Ramban writes in his chedushim b'shem Tesis that the reason that an essay that comes after Akiras Halav the atam the essay abal achar Akiras Halav mitakan essay lamafreya betamei nichos lamikdash the shloimer the essay the shiluach hu mishum lahaba. Shleyosif lav or oid belav liyos b'mikdash, avalo l'taken alo over. Aval bo'enes shegiresh barak letaken al ha'avar. That the reason is that the essay that comes after the lav doesn't fix the lav l'mafreya. In other words, why are we sending this person from the mikdash? Why are we sending this person from the mikdash? We're sending him from the mikdash in order that he shouldn't remain there. But it's not mitaken the aver l'mafreya. It's mishum lahava, but it's not mitaken alava. But onis shegiresh. That's what the Gemara says. Vayter, my time of kaderbe. Why did Rabbi Yochanan change his mind? Because he had a kasha about an onis shegiresh. It says if somebody rapes a girl and then he has to marry and he divorces her, so if he's a Yisrael, he has to take her back. He doesn't get malchus. If he's a kohen, then he gets malchus and he can't take her back. Kohen's not allowed to marry, divorcee. And for the fact that it says if he's Israel, he takes her back. Why? It's a loisa se shekadmu ase. First comes the ase of loisa elisha, and then loisa of loichal shalcha. So let him get malchus. So from here, Rabbi Yechanan learn that even if the ase is koidim lalav, if he was mekayim the ase after he was over the lav, he doesn't get malchus. So in that case of where the essay was cut in the lab, he doesn't get malchus. Why doesn't he get malchus? According to Rabbi Yechanan, why doesn't he get malchus? Tell you why he doesn't get malchus. Because the essay was mitaking the lav. Since the essay was mitaking the lav, he doesn't get malchus. That's Rabbi Yochanan holds about onus shegiresh. But in the case of shiluach, of sending away the tamei person from the camp, from the mikdash, so there is malchus. Why is there malchus there in the Mishnah? Because you're not attacking the mafreya. But normally, even a loss to say shekadmo essay, even if the essay comes first, there's going to be no malchus as long as the proper tikkun. But if there's not a proper tikkun of l'mafreya, then Riochan's going to hold there is malchus. Well, if he's this is now Rabbi Kiva Eger, yesh lemer achinami b'chom eitz, kev in the b'chol rega v'rega, oyver b'lav de bal yiroyim, kena essay de tashbisu b'alasakin mishum lahaba. We can also say, in case of chometz, every second a person is over in lav bal yiroye, and the essay of tashbisu is only misakin mikano lahaba. He won't be over further, but it doesn't fix the past. But damel mamish lo mikdash tamei, and it's like coming to the mikdash betuma. And he adds that that's only according to the chachamim. There's no special way of doing hashbasa. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Kiveger, that there's a din sreifa dafka lo shaych loimar the inyan haessay rak shalei yavor da bal yiroye. If the whole vort was just not to be over weiter and bal yiroye, then there would be you don't have to do it in a special way. Just get rid of it. Just crumble it up, throw it away. For the fact that you have to do it a special way, it's muchach that the essay is misaken the los essay. And therefore it's takalav and itikla essay. So that's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So vice dois from Divrei Rabbi Akiva Eger, that there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda l'chamim if the mitzvah of tashbisu is in order to be mitakein mikanu lahaba. That's the chachamim, or it's even a tikkun alaver. And if so, l'kule alma, the kiyum of the lavin of bayra bayimatze is al de hashbasa. For the chachamim, it's not a tikkun alaver; it's only a tikkun alaser not to be over anymore. Bayra bayimatze. Rabbi Yehuda tell over also. So it's mavur that the inyanuser by Rabbi Yematze is to be mashbis the chametz. And even according to the Rabbanon, that it's not a nitik lase. Why is it not a nitik lase? Because it's only a tikkun ala asid, but there's still a kiyum of bal yira and bal yamatze bash basa. So this goes back to our yisod, that you're mitaken bal yira and bal yamatze when you get rid of it. That's what bal yira and bal yamatze is. You search for it in order to get rid of it. That's what we saw in Rashi. That Yibal Yerah is a Lashon of Hashbasa. So according to this, Divrei Rambam Medukdokim Heitev. The Rambam writes, Legabe Ikra Yisur Mabal Yerah Bal Yimotze, V'hameiniach Chometz Birshuto B'Pesach, Aval Pi Shelo Achlo Ovir B'Shnei Lavin. If a person puts chametz in his rishus on Pesach, even though he doesn't eat it, if he leaves chametz in his rishus on Pesach, even though he doesn't eat it, he's over on two lavim. So we have to explain, why is Rambam use this lashon that the iser is meiniach chametz birshusa? L'chayra, the iser is that he has chametz. Not that he left it there, but that he has it. Rambam should have written, if he would have asked me, mi sheyesh lo chametz birshusay, oyver b'shnei lavim. Also, behem sheikh dvarav, ein olag mishu bayir bali matzim, mekein kono chametz pesach uchimtso, kadeh sheyase maise, avim loy chametz kolim pesach uboa pesach, veloy biaroy elehi nichoy birshusay, av mishavar shnei lavim, ein olag minatoy, b'nei sheyase maise. So if he buys it or his mechametz said he's over and he did a ma'isa, but if he has chametz from before Pesach and he leaves it, and he leaves it in his rishus, he doesn't burn it, he's meiniach atzeh birshus, so he doesn't get malchus because he didn't do a ma'isa even though he's over on shnei lavim. So we see that he's over on these lavim by leaving chametz in his rishus and not being mevar the chametz, not burning the chametz, l'choira. He's over by having chametz. Not for the fact that he left it in his rishus and didn't get rid of it. If he would have gotten rid of it, then he wouldn't have chametz anymore. But the iser is owning chametz. And talk about the iser of lo sishchat chametz al chametz dam zivchi, not to shecht the pesach when you own chametz. There, the Rambam uses b'diuk that lashon lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi, kolam v'sishchat al pesach v'adayin al chametz kayim. The end of the iser is not that you left it there, you're meiniach it there in your rishus, but rather that you have it. So why by Bayiram by Yamatze does the Rambam use this lashon of meiniach etz chametz birshus? So you left it there. So based on what we said, it's gevaldik. Since the whole inyan of the lavim of Bayiram by Yamatze is to search for the chametz, sheyechapes v'yivdoik etz chametz kedei lahashbisay v'lo yinechenu beveso, in order to get rid of it and not to leave it in your house. That's inyan Bayiram by Yamatze, not to leave it in your house to search for it and get rid of it. Therefore, the Rambam says the end of the answer is that you're meiniachit birshuso v'lo mevara. It's not that you have chametz. That's not all there is to it. It's that you left it there. Because what's the chiv of bayiram bayimatze? The chametz that you have to search for it and get rid of it. If you weren't mekayim that, what's the opposite of searching for it and getting rid of it? Leaving it there. So therefore, the Rambam says the opposite of searching for it is not owning it. The opposite of searching for it and get rid of it, is not owning it. The opposite of searching for it and get rid of it is not searching for it and leaving it there. So therefore the Rambam says, yeah, you left it there. You didn't do your chi of search. You didn't do what you're supposed to do to look for it, because that's the mahus, that's the ofi of Bayiram Bayimatze, that you have to seek it out. And by being meiniachit, you weren't seeking it out. You just left it there instead of looking for it. So it's not just that you own it, it's more than that. Meiniach chametz birshuso. By shechitas ha-pesach ala chametz, owning chametz when you shecht the pesach. There, the iser is that it's in your rishus. But here by Bayiram, Bayimatze, here the iser is that you didn't search for it. Because that's the chiv of Bayiram, Bayimatze, to search for it and get rid of it. So we have the Siyata Dishmaya, a beautiful mahalach in the Rashi. Dvarim Ayu Mesukim Midvash. And can only say that I hope to learn a lot more of this Torah with you. Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the financial means of Mitzvah Hashem to be able to do this for a long, many, many years to come. And good health for all of us. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.